Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. But this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
day. What time is it, family? I'm sorry about that. It's time for Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. This is Sister Shelley. Today, I have a short reminder the Lord wants me to share with you this week, and I believe it'll be a great blessing to you. So thank you so much for joining. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Glory to God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come together to give you honor and glory that's due to you. Who is like unto the Lord our God who dwelleth on high? There isn't anyone. We welcome you into this 15-minute message. We ask that the Holy Spirit have free reign today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. I believe if God had a phrase to share with us today, in terms we could all understand and not have to translate it in Hebrew or Greek, I believe he'd say, I got you. When Joseph was thrown into the pit, God said, I got you. When Jonah was in the big fish's belly, God said, I got you. When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, God said, I got you. Can you believe when you're in the pit of death, in the dark fish's belly of life, or thrown in the lion's den of prison, that God is saying, I got you? Well, why can't you believe it? Do you not have the faith of a grain of mustard seed? Or are you looking at your past disappointments or a history of God not showing up according to your schedule? The Bible says in Romans 8, 31 through 37, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Let's say that again. We are more than conquerors. One more time. We are more than conquerors. The title of today's message is, I Got You. Our Street Love Bible story today is found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17. I'm going to read verses 1 through 17 in the King James Version. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank water of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her again and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. The word of the Lord. Glory to God. So let's go ahead and summarize what we just read. There was a famine, which was going to be a shortage of food and water, because Elijah told them that it was going to stop until he, and it was going to be for a few years. And Elijah was told by God there would be no rain for a while, and told him to go to the brook Cherith. What was God saying? I got you. It may not be any rain. It may not be any food for others, but I got you. You're my man. Then the brook dried up, that he went and he was, you know, eating every day and drinking every day. The ravens were taking care of him. But then the brook dried up. And God says, it's okay. I got you. I need you to go to Zarephath. So God commanded a widow woman, which commanded means willing and obedient, to sustain him when he goes to Zarephath. So Elijah arrives and sees the widow. He hearkens to the widow to feed him. The widow woman replies in fear. And God says, I got you. Elijah, speaking on God's behalf, tells her to not fear and to feed him first, and the barrel of meal and the oil shall not end. The widow woman does as Elijah instructed, and she and her son and him ate many days, and they did not die. So God was on her side, and he was on Elijah's side, and guess what? He'll be on your side. But the one thing each biblical character has in common is that they all had to hear from God on what to do and act on it. My bishop, Keith A. Butler of Word of Faith International Christian Center, he states there are five elements of faith: hearing, receiving, believing, speaking, and acting. And if you took a moment to read the story of Joseph, Jonah, or Daniel, or the story we just read about the widow woman, you'll see they all implemented the five elements of faith. They all were conquerors in their situation because of their faith. Glory to God. Sister Shelley's personal story. I know I've shared this with you before, but it's the perfect testimony. Every month, as I prepare for the street ministry, I never know whose heart God is impressing on to volunteer and assist. But every month, he whispers to me, I got you. This month was no different. The pastor of the church was on vacation the day of our event. Now, the street ministry is set up where the men pray for the men and the women pray for the women. But this month, we had no male volunteers, and God whispered, I got you. And this month, we had 6 rededications and 2 salvations. That is unlikely. Usually, you know, even when we have the men, I just say that's all God, right? Praise, because we had the right volunteers there. Glory to God. God is always whispering, I got you. No matter what scenario came up during the street ministry, God whispered, I got you. And he instructs me just to do this or just to do that. And the key thing I want you to know is when you're willing and obedient, God will always be on your side, because he's looking at you and looking to see if you have faith. Even if it's the size of a grain of a mustard seed, that's all you need. In conclusion, I don't know what scenario you're dealing with right now, if it's your health, if you're having, you know, work or job issues, financial difficulty, issues in your relationships. But all you need is faith, the size of a mustard seed, and just do whatever God instructs you to do, whatever it, whether it makes sense or not. because God is whispering. He's always saying, I got you. Glory to God. Well, Street Love family, that ends this week's message. And I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Do you want to receive him today? You can only do it by receiving or accepting his son Jesus. Romans 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you and you've never received Jesus, repeat the following after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died and he rose again and is seated right now, right by my Father. I confess him as my Lord. I am now saved. Street Love family, I have a second invitation, and that's for those who would like to rededicate your life to Christ. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Now, this is for those who at some point have received Jesus, but you walked away, you backslidden, and you want to come back to him wholeheartedly right now. If you pray to the Father right now, you confess your sins to him, and I'll pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe we have people listening right now who are coming back to you wholeheartedly. They want to be made righteous, Father God. Remove the un and make them righteous according to your word, Father God. They are confessing their sins to you, past, present, and future. They said no more. I want Jesus. I want him back. And we believe right now, according to 1 John 1:9, that they are rededicated in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That bell is just for those who accepted Jesus for the first time and rededicated to Christ today. Glory to God. It's a great day in the Lord. Hallelujah. There are angels giving glory right now. And guess what? I'm excited as well. Well, I also have a free gift for those who receive Jesus or rededicate it. Just reach out to me at freeluncheonprayer.org. Click the contact button and I'll send that free gift right out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and do our announcements for this week. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. It's based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Is there yet anyone left in the house of River Rouge, Ecorse, Texas, or Michigan that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? Right now, I'm at two churches at one location, and I would love to come to your church. So if that's something that you would like to consider, reach out to me at freeluncheonprayer.org and let's pray together if I should bring the free lunch and prayer street outreach to your church. Glory to God. Our second announcement is I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages 52 days a year. I don't know how many days there are. My goodness, 365 days out of the year. Glory to God. And I've been on the air a year now. So glory to God. I have a year's worth of messages. Glory to God. You can listen to. All I ask is if you share it with your friends and loved ones, it's only 15 minutes and you've been praying for them anyway. So this is a good opportunity to share the word in just 15 minutes. Glory to God. Again, if you'd like to contact me or donate, you can do so at freeluncheandprayer.org. Well, Street Love family, that's it for this week's message. I know it was quick and it was simple, but I believe it was just for you. And I want to close out in prayer now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, and all say together, amen. And what do we always say? Street love begins with you. Have a blessed week, family. I love you. I know what you mean.